Blog Talk Radio.
There will be days that just go wrong, make you wanna holler and shout hands up in the air, wondering what it's all about. When you think that things can get much worse in a second, oh, everything just goes south. Keep on keeping on, whatever don't kill you makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. Take it one day at a time. God grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down in time. Road ain't long. Keep on keeping on. Stand in your way.
They're always saying,
always saying what you cannot do. Don't stop chasing your dreams and working hard to make them come true. Oh. And if it ever gets too tough, just remember you'll fail. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. Take it one day at a time. With God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside. The road ain't long. Keep on keeping on. Keeping on, whatever don't kill you makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. I'll give you one better time. With God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside.
Radio tonight on Contending for Truth Radio Network. You know, we're gonna have a great time tonight. We always do. We're gonna have a great discussion from Florida all the way up to California, and stopping in Alabama at the same time. We're gonna have Jennifer Montrose from Alabama, and Dan Wilson from Florida, and Rodney Stanhope, and I out here in California, talking about politics, talking about religion, talking about faith, talking about all the things that we that are near and dear to our heart as this country continues to grow. And tonight we're going to talk a lot about parental sovereignty. You know, Common Core is here, and we're fighting it, and it's collapsing, and as people find out about it, they really don't like it on both sides. For different reasons and similar reasons, there's some things that both sides don't like about it together, and there are some things that both the sides disagree on not liking it. The unions tend to not like it because it can tend to go to merit pay. That's a direction it could go. That's a goal that it could end up. And I agree with Merritt Pay. Most conservatives do. Show me some standards. Show me some productivity in your classroom. And yeah, we should give you more if you're a good teacher. And the unions and I disagree on those two issues, but we still both don't like Common Core. And there's a lot of argument about Common Core going on right now in school districts across the country. School board meetings are being had right now. There's disagreements going on. There's misinformation sometimes. Sometimes there's just flat out lies and deceit. And I want to just take some time. I hope Dan and Jennifer and Rodney don't mind. I'm going to take a little bit of time doing this. I'm going to take a few minutes, and I want us to lay out Common Core. I want us to lay it out, and I want us to then look at some of the misconceptions or the things that are being told are misconceptions in order to defend Common Core, because there are some things that are not a part of Common Core yet, partly because it's just like anything else. Let's not finish it before we get it passed. It's just like Obamacare. Obamacare wasn't finished either. They passed it. There's a lot of misconceptions, and those misconceptions about Common Core are based on how you look at your question. There are people that are out there that are saying, well, this is not a part of Common Core. And technically they're right. It's not there yet. However, we know that it is a stated goal of the left. However, we know that in C-Scope in Texas, in Common Core's little cousin, it already happened. Same creators. So in defining Common Core, I want us to first look at C-Scope. I want to look at C-Scope in Texas, because C-Scope in Texas was designed to be Common Core's little cousin. The creators of Common Core, and you need to look up who those people are and what they believe. The people that put this all together, look and see what they believe, what their worldview is. But they knew that Texas at the state level was not going to be conned into this. And it was a con job putting in Common Core. It was deceitful in its marketing. It's been deceitful to the parents. The school districts and the teachers have been very, very hard pushed to keep their mouths quiet about Common Core. Don't talk about it. We'll go into a little bit about that later. But this totally surfaced in C-Scope in Texas when the parents were not going to be allowed to see the curriculum, when the Texans all of a sudden woke up and said, well, nobody told us we're doing this in our school, and look at this curriculum. Here's the curriculum. And it was abominable. And we've got plenty of examples of that. I would encourage you, if you want to know about Common Core, look up C-Scope and see what was in it, because C-Scope got finished. Common Core is not finished yet. All the pieces aren't there yet. They haven't put them there yet. They use that as an out sometimes in order to try and say, no, this isn't going to happen, when we know it's their stated goal. So in C-Scope, which has fallen, the people of Texas said, no way, Jose, and they totally ripped the curriculum out entirely. We see an example of where Common Core is going to be. We know the people that have put together Common Core have some certain goals. These are very important goals to them. And I'm going to tell you, we have used one of these goals here on Contending for Truth Radio on parental sovereignty since the very beginning. And that is a quote from a woman from MSNBC named Perry. Sorry, I had to find it. Melissa Perry. We've got this on every page for parental sovereignty. It says this at the top. When you listen to the radio show, if you look right there below the box, this is the first thing you see. We've always had a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these as our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. You see, the parents in Texas, they know what the stated goal of the left is. The stated goal of the left is to get control of the message that goes out to everybody. That's why they control the media. That's why they let certain information out and don't let other information out. They will be more than happy to call me a racist and lie to somebody and say, yeah, Scott's a racist. He's just a racist. That's why he doesn't like the president. They're more than willing to lie and not talk about the facts. So the C-scope shows us in its reality. There are some misconceptions that have been put out there on both sides. There's some things that I read occasionally that's not a common core thing. There are not very many. Some of the things that are put out there, especially when it talks about curriculum, the response is always, well, no, we don't. It's not going to be in there because the curriculum's not here yet. We don't even have the curriculum. How can you say that? But we know the goal. We also know what Texas had in it. We know what C-Scope had in it. Common Core is designed, folks, to systematically erode parental sovereignty. It was done in secret. They used bribery and deceit in order to get it passed, instead of bringing it to the people first. And saying, oh, we've got this great idea. They just passed it. They just slipped it in. They went bypassed Congress. They bypassed the states. They went to the local level and said, you have to have this. And if you'll take this, we'll give you a chance for a whole lot of money. And so they signed on. They were bribed. The governors were bribed to sign on to something that wasn't even finished yet. The biggest overhaul of our public education system from the federal level in the history of this country. Whether it's good or bad, it is that. Common Core is a very complex, non-transparent solution to a very simple goal. You know, Common Core is said, we need standards. Here's the problem that is set out that Common Core is supposed to be the solution to. When I have a kid and he's in the fifth grade and he lives in Washington and then he moves to Texas, we want to make sure that they're learning basically the same thing in the classroom so he's not too far behind or not too far ahead. Now, I moved around a lot as a kid and I really only had that problem once. It wasn't really a problem. I just picked up the next math book and just started going. And the teacher let me. But we've got a solution to it that doesn't fix the problem. Because as aptly said on Facebook over the last few days, Common Core isn't about a curriculum. Well, what do you mean it isn't about a curriculum? It's supposed to fix the curriculum. I have mentioned on this show quite a few times a World Book's typical course of study that we used when we sold World Book 20 years ago. Took it into the home, sat down with the parents, said, here, your child's going into the fifth grade. This is what they should be studying. It was all on one page. It's on World Book's. I looked it up this last week. It's on World Book's webpage. You can go look at it. Here's the items. Okay, if you want to solve the problem and you don't want to spend a whole lot of money, you print up a book. The federal government can do that. They've done that before. They've printed up books. We've seen stacks of them. Bill Clinton inspired one. 9/11 inspired one. And lay out a basic standards of things that really you want to be taught in first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade and send it out and set it out to the school districts and say, listen, if you guys will stick close to this, everybody will be on the same page. And that saves you a whole lot of money, doesn't it? But you see, it's not that simple. Because Common Core is designed to integrate a social view into the curriculum. We're not people at Common Core aren't concerned about math and English and history. They are concerned with being able to slip worldview into the classrooms. They want to have the discussion about homosexuality. They want to be able to tell the students that if your mom and dad say homosexuality is wrong, they are wrong. We already know they've tried to do this in the schools. They've been for decades putting down the parents. Let me tell you something that happened in our local school here a few years back, and it only happened once because we live in a little conservative community that didn't put up with it for 5 seconds. When my niece was in the first grade, they lined the kids up in order of the healthiness of their lunches. Number one, the school went rifling through the bag lunches of the students that were brought to the school. Number two, what they did by lining them up in order of health was those people at the end of the line, they said, they were basically saying, your mom and dad don't know how to pack you a healthy lunch. Your mom and dad's decisions are not correct. Now, this is where I get firm, folks. This is where I get firm. Common Core is designed, not to put everybody on the same curriculum. I can do that with a 12-page book. Common Core is designed to institute these things where a parent's sovereignty is eroded. It is designed to do that. The creators, that is their desire. They know they cannot present it that way. So they do really present a shifty-eyed view of it. And they tell all kinds of things. You know, I saw on this last couple of days on Facebook, the response was, "Bill, if you want to really fight, I don't like Common Core, but I want to make sure, this is what was said." Let me make that clear, and then I'll close up here, and then I'll pass it on around. What was said on Facebook was, I'm against Common Core for these reasons, but there's so many misconceptions put out there, and we want to make sure that we don't use misconceptions because it hurts our argument against Common Core. And then the first thing that was done was sent to the Common Core website. Now, that was a lie. That's somebody turning around and saying, I don't like Common Core as a way to get in and talk to the people that don't like Common Core to change their minds. Because surely you don't send them to the Common Core website. And then the statement was made to go to your congressman or your school board. Let me tell you, from the very beginnings of this, the school boards have been told to keep their mouths shut about Common Core. Why? They've been told to keep their mouths shut. Common Core would not have gotten as far as if it did if the people had been informed up. You know, one person posted, they want the parent to butt out. Yeah, they do. That's been the school. That's been a mentality in our schools for decades. This institutionalizes it. Yeah, there's some things that are out there. And let me tell you, I'm gonna just go through a list of a few things, and then I'm gonna hand it back over, and we'll pass it around. You know, one of the proclamations that's made is that Common Core was developed by the states. Common Core was not developed by the states. In fact, I saw one post where they said they were on the sessions. Well, if you were on the sessions, then you know that Common Core was put together, and then a few people from some of the states were brought together to make some comments on it, and then a few little modifications were done. This was not put together by the states. This is not put together by the states. This is a top-down control. Some of the other things that are out there, you know, your school board can select your curriculum and that you can adopt things other than Common Core and that the school boards and parents have great amounts of control. You know, this is one where, yeah, as you look at the basic framework we've been given with Common Core, we don't have enough there. It's not finished enough. Yeah, no, we don't see that there yet. But one more time, we saw it in C-Scope. And we know that that is the goal of the creators. We know that is the goal of the creators. So to say that that's misinformation is really, really a stretch at its most. You know, Common Core in its entirety, even if it was good, everybody should have huge questions, not just about the curriculum, not just about the effects, but huge questions about why it was done in secrecy, why it was done quietly. you know, when I started to say, when I worked for World Book Encyclopedia 20 years ago, I was so proud of my product. It's an awesome encyclopedia. It really is. And I told everybody about it. But with Common Core, the concept is just keep hush-hush about it. Let's just let it just get in there. It does. It is. And it is going to involve curriculum. And we know what that curriculum is going to be. And we know that that curriculum is going to be controlled from one place. And we know that some states, yes, will be able to add to that curriculum and enable it. But you know what? No, why would you? When you've got it all right there on the computer, everything all set up for you, why would a teacher go and get extra? You know, we don't have Rodney at this point, but we've got Dan and Jennifer. I think I've ranted enough. But I want you guys to join in, and I'm going to ask it this way, and we'll start with Jennifer. Jennifer, what is your biggest outrage about Common Core? Because what I saw on that page was deception to me. And you know me, I'm just going to call it out. And the poster that I'm talking about, I've got high respect for. But it was deception. Because we know that the last place to go to find information about what is truth is the government page on Common Core, designed by the people that designed it. Even if I supported Common Core, I would not want to send somebody to my page. I'd say, go see what somebody else says about it. Jennifer, it's insane, wouldn't you say? Jennifer must have stepped away. Dan, take it.
Okay. It is insane. You know, when you look at Common Core, you're trying to spread all the children out on this sheet of paper, and then you take your cookie cutter and start cutting out these little bodies, and you throw them in the oven, and you send them on. You know, just like every person looks different, every child learns differently. You can't effectively, you're doing a disservice to the child by forcing them into these little cookie cutter molds. Number two is the reason they've been keeping everything hush-hush is if you want to control a society, the best way to do...
Did we lose Dan?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. You're back, Dan.
Okay. If you're trying to control a society, the best way is keep people dumb, essentially. You teach them just enough that they are going to follow what you tell them to do. And that's what Common Core, if you want to come down to it, that's what Common Core is. It's a way of manipulating a society so that they will do as you tell them to do and operate like little robots. And, of course, nobody, especially in a free nation, is going to want that. And, you know, this is the whole key behind Common Core. That's why they've been holding it back. That's why nobody knows about it. Because when people start looking into it and see it for what it is, nobody's going to want it, whether you're on the left or right. I mean, it's nothing but a means of manipulating people. You take the top-level students, you take the bottom-level students, toss them aside, and you keep the ones in the middle, the ones that you can control, you can teach, and this is what it's all about. This is why the teachers are up in arms about it. School boards are told not to say anything, and they're kept quiet. This whole program that the government, quote-unquote, says they are not creating is a crock of baloney. It's a means of trying to, you know, avoid responsibility and trying to deceive the population, of which most of the population is going to believe it. It's sad to say either people don't care enough or they are too lazy to look in to see what this really is. And unless we stand
Dan,
up...
Dan, you're cutting out, friend.
Oh,
you're back.
I wonder, is that okay?
Yeah, you're back now.
Okay.
Just wait a minute.
I wonder what the problem is here. I'll try switching phones. But anyway, as long as, you know, people are left unaware, then this is going to continue. And we got to stand up and fight this and stop it. Either that or we're going to have a bunch of bum little robots as children. And I'll pass it back to you, Scott, and we will get Jennifer. And I'll try to figure out my problem.
You made some important points. And, you know, we have to learn to follow the pattern. Now, I take us right back to Genesis chapter 1, almost every show I do on Contending for Truth Radio, because I believe that if you look at the pattern, if you look at the creation, you can see there's a God. I believe if you look at the Word of God and you put the whole thing together, not just reading a chapter here or there, but put the whole thing together as one book, you can see the pattern. A pattern is very important. You can't have clothes without a pattern. You can't have a house without a pattern. If you go to build a house and you don't lay out a design first, you're going to be in trouble. We know without a shadow of a doubt, because they've written books about it, we know without a shadow of a doubt what the pattern of the left is. We know it. We know that Obamacare and Common Core were both put together, marketed, and installed in exactly the same way. We know that Harry Reid has finally come out and said what we said for a long time. Obamacare isn't designed to be Obamacare. It's designed to be a step to single payer, to a federal takeover of our health care, just like the federal takeover of our school systems. And if you're trying to say it is not a federal takeover, then you don't understand the program behind it. Because that's what it's designed systematically to do, is be able to take over. Is it going to take over overnight? No, it will not, because the American people won't put up with it. It is designed to systematically, as time goes on, gain more and more control, just as Obamacare was. Are all the pieces there? No, not yet. But it's designed, and we can look at the pattern. We can look at the pattern of the way the left works. They want control. They want to be able to tell your students, your children in their classroom, they want to be able to teach them a certain worldview about religion, about morality, about sexuality, about national worldview, about empires, about the United States. They want a worldview, a certain worldview. They want to be able to paint the view that the Second Amendment was an oops. We know this because the schools have been trying to do that for a long time. Common Core is designed so that they can institutionalize what they want to teach students on the Second Amendment. Because from one place, what's being taught to every student in the country is going to be the same. I know we've already got a problem with that anyways. We've already got a bunch of liberal teachers in there that are trying their hardest to teach the young students as they go on that guns are evil, and if you take them all away, they will solve all our problems. Common Core is designed to institutionalize that. That's what makes it evil. The post that I read this week, and Dan, you read them as well, and so did Jennifer. The posts that were designed this week to say, oh, Common Core is not this big, bad thing. It's just got some major problems in it. It's some data mining and some other things that aren't good. But as far as a whole, the Common Core idea is okay, and it's good. And that is a flat-out falsehood. Because from its conception, it is designed specifically to accomplish a certain goal. And that goal is not to get everybody on a basic same standard of curriculum. I can do that in a 12-page book. Okay, kindergarten and preschool. A 14-page book. Speaking of which, by the way, went through World Book Encyclopedia's typical course of study for preschool and kindergarten, and my 4-year-old niece is through entirely both of those typical courses of study and halfway through the first grade.
All right.
Proud of that. She's 4 and a half. And school board teachers that are listening to this, or school board members and teachers that are listening to this, we've got some guests in the room. Let me tell you something. I did that. The whole thing with the kitchen table, the refrigerator, and a dry erase marker. If you look at our refrigerator right now, we're working on her birthday. She says December, and we got, that's one of her spelling words. She's working on December. She's 4 and a half years old and spelling it. She's also working on games and the word mistakes and the word no, the silent K. She's working on the word biggest together. I did that with a dry erase. Okay, we've got a problem more important in our schools than whether or not when little Johnny moves from Washington to Texas, whether or not there's a little bit of a bump in the curriculum. We have 20% of the illiterate in this country have been graduated from the public school system. Why don't we spend all this time and fix that? I taught my niece before she turned 4 how to read. She's reading at a first, second grade level right now. And I did it with a dry erase on the refrigerator, folks. How do our schools, how do then Common Core or not, have a student for 60,000 hours over 12, 14 years and have any of them walk away not being able to read? It's not hard. You teach them the letters, you teach them the sounds, and then you practice with them, putting them together over and over and over again until they're fluent. That's our problem in our schools right now. That's the problem. Why are we not looking for a solution to that? Why is the solution for Common Core? Why is the solution we're looking for, oh, we got to get everybody on the same page? Because the solution is not designed to solve the problem that it is stated to solve. It's not designed to do that. A bicycle was not designed to get me to Jamaica. An airplane and a boat were designed to get me to Jamaica. Common Core, you take it apart and look at it, pull it out of the box and look at it. It is not designed to fix the curriculum problem. Because it's so aptly stated, the local community then can add or subtract anything they want and make their own curriculum anyways. It's not solving the problem you're stating. That problem's already solved. We know that fifth graders learn states and capitals. We know that eighth graders learn the Constitution. We know that kindergartners start reading and putting words together in sentences and start understanding more complex shapes. It does not take zillions of dollars to solve the problem of getting everybody on a basic, common curriculum without nosing your nose into the home with the data mining and keeping the parents out. See, in Texas messed Common Core up because we know what it's going to be like. We know we can look at Common Core in Texas. See, so we know that the parents are not going to be wanted to be looking at the thing. You know, we're dealing with Common Core here in our little school district right here, little Springville school district. And the superintendent has been known to say for years, I'd rather the parents not be involved. Parents, you've got to stay involved. These are your children. You're responsible for teaching them. You are responsible for raising them.
school is responsible for helping with that and giving them the basics that they need so that you, in your daily conversation about what's going on in life and as you grow and as a son, it's taught by his dad to work on the car. Some of the things that they use, some of the tools they use are understanding from stuff they've learned at school about math and about science and about electricity. The schools are not there to take over and explain what life is all about. But we know Common Core wants to put it in there. We just dealt with Jarrett Markham not too long ago. Because the teacher decided that it was her job, or his job, to tell Jarrett Markham, you can't wear that shirt. You shouldn't be wearing that shirt at school. Your mom and dad shouldn't be letting you wear that. That's not true. That philosophy is not true. That wants to be instilled. That's the part of the curriculum they haven't shown us yet. They showed us in Texas. They showed it to us in Texas. We saw it. They haven't showed it in Common Core because they know good and well they cannot put it in Common Core, because if they stick it in there right now before they get this thing's roots settled in, then they're going to have big, huge problems. And so they've kept it quiet. Dan, I think I've ran it on. I think we've got Jennifer. I just see Jennifer bopping on the thing. So I'm going to bring you and Jennifer next. You know, you've been fighting Common Core longer than I have, actually. And I want to ask you the same question I asked Dan. What's the big thing? What's the big thing that really, really frustrates you about this whole thing? Not just the Common Core itself, but the way it's been instituted and the way people defend it and the lies that are around it. I pass it to you, Jen.
Let me tell you. You know, the fly flip way that they make it appear that, you know, we're trying to educate and teach and train your kids to be prepared for the workforce. And, you know, when I was 10 years old, you know, I was still playing make-believe what I want to be when I grow up. You know, and I can tell you that with the current standards that we have in our education system, it's taken that away from the children, the test scores. And, I mean, how can you lump special education needs with someone who may have Asperger's to someone who has a high IQ into one category and expect there to be any real learning going on? You know, I will tell you that the garden project that they're doing over in the other community in my county, I had a friend of mine to ask me, what does my income as a parent has to do with the school putting on a garden? They're doing a garden project. What does his income have to do with learning how to plant peas and corn and you know, selling and entrepreneurship and all that stuff? You know, if we can just dumb the kid down enough, strip away the truth of history, take the Pledge of Allegiance out of our school, I am appalled. I mean, okay, you got one person coming out that says, I don't believe in God, and I just don't think, you know, we've got to stand our ground and stand. I don't care what party you support. If you don't support the Constitution, we've got to take a stand. You know, and I will say again, Douglas said the Constitution was about we the people, not we the black people, we the white people. You know, it was about we the people. We the people. that did not define a color, didn't define a party. It's time that we as Americans, take a stand. You know, our founding fathers founded this nation on godly principles. You know, and when we have to go to the school board, and you would think that you're getting straight answers, but even the teachers, some of the teachers are being trained to teach this rhetoric. You know, when Stacy, I think it was Stacy that said that they went to school to, you know, all the parents were there and they were given these reasons for why there was no school book to be brought home. The other thing that I think is very key, and it's so close to home, the parents in Germany, they had their children taken away because they were homeschooling, because it was against government policy, against government rule. And as a parent, it's, you know, I want to be able to teach my child. I want to have him come home, and I want to be able to share with him and help him to understand the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. I want to be able to teach him math. You know, I want to sit down and read books with him. But according to the Common Core standards, you're going to lose that right. Because even if you're homeschooling, when it comes time to have to take the test to go into college, if you can't pass the Common Core standards test to go into college, how are you going to make it? You know, and are we just trying to turn out children that are going to be qualified to work in assembly line factory like robots with no creativity? Where are the dreamers in this nation now? Where do we have, you know, where are the inventors in America? If we allow Common Core to take hold in every state, we're going to squash those dreams. You know, and the reason that we had so many people for so long that wanted to defect from other countries and come to America because America was a dream. I mean, it was, you know, there was so much about us. Freedom resonated with us. And if we don't wake up America, we are going to lose our sovereignty. Our parental sovereignty and our freedom is going to be gone. And you're going to wake up one day like those people did. And I can see it now. I was watching the documentary of the Third Reich. And after the war was over, people in the community were going, they lied to us. They couldn't believe it. You know, and I see that happening today, in our nation today. And, you know, but they don't want you to focus on the obvious. They want you to look at other things, and they're using propaganda, just like they did back in the day when they were doing the movie The Titanic. They're using media propaganda to influence our children. If you watch the Disney Channel and you look at the content, it's all about promoting being defiant to your parents and having the parents come back and apologize to the kids. You know, I just, things must change, but they're not going to change if we don't get active. And if you don't understand, I was talking to my son's friend's parents the other day. Mother came over to my house, and I asked her if she knew anything about Common Core. And I said, well, did you see the paperwork that was sent home that wanted us to answer the questions about, you know, had we ever worked on a migrant farm? you know, had we ever, you know, all the things that you might ask if somebody were an obvious immigrant. And she said that, I don't understand what that has to do with anything. I thought when we filled out our forms for the lunchroom that we filled out that information about our income and all that. She said, I don't get this. And I said, well, I gave her some information that I had on Common Core, and I said, if you have an opportunity, if you find anything that comes across with your son's homework or anything that comes across in forms that you have to fill out that you have a question about, don't hesitate to ask. We as parents have the right, as Americans have the right to ask questions. When we stop asking those questions and we stop asking for answers to things, you know, we can't stand idly by. We cannot rest on our laurels. We must. This is a must. We have to, or we're going to find ourselves in this century, with these times, with social media and internet, I mean, you're going to find yourself blindsided, and before you know it, you're going to wake up and wonder, how in the heck did we end up with government rule, with a dictatorship in the United States of America? And take a look at what's going on now. You know, so many other things that are taking us away from the obvious. You know, it won't matter in 5 years who was the runner-up on American Idol, you know, when it comes to children's education and stuff. You know, Mom and, you know, Chevrolet and Apple Pie and USA and all that stuff, and the things that we, the heartland, all that stuff is going to go by the wayside and it's going to die. You know, there's things that are so important. You know, and if we don't want to have that stripped, I believe that there is a serious plan to you know, and it, that plan has nothing to do with protecting our Second Amendment rights, our First Amendment rights, our children's rights. It has nothing to do with any of that. I'm ranting now. So, Dan?
Okay. I mean, Jennifer, you've touched on a couple of really, really, really important points. And the best way, if you don't want people to know what you're doing, the best way is to get them to concentrate on something else. And the left is just absolutely fantastic. You know, they claim that the Republicans, for instance, are all, you know, the rich for the rich, yet they're actually, the Democrats are the ones that are for the rich, but they deceive and put the blame somewhere else. They're doing the same thing with Common Core. They're getting you to look in another direction. And so they can develop their little game plan. And I agree, it's above the Constitution. It's above everything. This is a plan, a long-term plan, to take our people, basically, and create a bunch of little robots. They don't care about our Constitution. The Constitution to them is gone, and that's why we're seeing this administration, and even, you know, Democratic, Republican administrations, we're seeing our constitutional rights being, you know, chipped away little by little. This is a Common Core. It's just one little piece of this whole giant puzzle, and their whole goal is to produce, they don't want individuality. You know, people came to this country because they knew that if they had a good idea and were intelligent enough with the drive, they could create anything. And this is what made, you know, this is what the American dream is, and this is what made our country so great, is that anything you can imagine was possible. All it required is drive and a good idea, and you could reach the heavens. We had the freedom to be able to do these things. And then the government slowly started taking these freedoms away from us to the point where now you can't do that. The small companies that this administration says they're helping, they are actually strangling. You know, this crap about saying people are making $250,000 a year as being rich, so we're going to tax them. And people actually believe that that income bracket is rich. What they don't realize, that income bracket, $250,000, is about the beginning, the mid-level of what they call subchapter S corporations. And these are the companies like the lawn companies that provide jobs for those not educated. Now they can't hire people on, or the plumbers or some, you know, electricians. A lot of the trades are under subchapter S. The companies are too small to have their own accounting department. So rather than have a separate accounting department, the owner takes all the earnings of the company and puts it under his own tax return and then files it through the subchapter S filing. You know, he books his own books in. And, well, now all of a sudden he's considered rich. So the money he could take to hire on another person is gone. Well, this is one more thing to keep this country down. With Common Core, they're, you know, trying to mislead us and keep our eyes off to the side while they're putting their little cookie cutters together behind our backs. And before we know it, we're going to have a bunch of little kids that are getting spit out that, you know, all they can do is stand on some assembly line and put some screw into some machine. And that's all they're going to be capable of doing. Why? It's not because of their lack of intelligence. It's because that's what the government wants of them. They, you know, when you have the creativity and you have the creative mind, you also have the mind that's going to question. And this is what the government does not want you to be able to do. They don't want you to say why. They want you to do. They want complete control over you. They do not want you questioning anything they do. That they are free to run the country whatever way they want to without fear that people are going to stand up against them.
Well,
They're going to wither the Constitution away. How are they going to do it? Simply by adding laws to it. They have already broken the Constitution. As a matter of fact, the Common Core, if you actually look at the U.S. Constitution, Common Core, Obamacare, are unconstitutional. But everybody in our federal government today is in on the game. Nobody's willing to stand up against it. We need people who are going to get out there and say, enough is enough. I'm not going to put up with this crap. And if my politician, my representative, is not going to stand up for the Constitution and our rights as citizens, then I'll find somebody who will. We got to start cleaning house. Red Skelton said it really, really well when he said, it's as much my country as it is yours. In other words, each and every single one
Dan,
of them.
Dan, you keep kicking out. Jennifer was too. It must be a blog talk thing. I would imagine I have been too. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All righty. I'll let you finish.
Okay. Well, I'm almost done. Each and every one of us has a responsibility, and we have to get involved, and Common Core is where we can begin. Because if we stop Common Core, we start building from the ground up, we can stop this.
You're still fading in and out a little bit, Dan. I couldn't agree with you more. You laid it out, and Matt Drudge this morning tweeted out, and I only saw this. I haven't been to Twitter today, but I saw this. It was a blaze or something when I got up this morning. He tweeted out that it really has come down to the authoritarians versus the libertarians. And, you know, that's what it's always been down to. I mean, that's freedom versus bondage. That's slavery versus freedom, liberty. It's just two sides. It's always there. It's been there since the beginning of time. The one side, the authoritarian side, their reasoning is if we make everything the same for everybody, then it'll always be fair. And they strive in everything they do to accomplish that. In our social programs, in our schools, everywhere they go, that's their ambition is to do that. And if it would work, I might almost be for it. Problem is it never works. It never, ever works. It always lowers the standard of living for everyone. We have a great standard of living in this country. We have a great standard of living in this country because the people built the United States of America. The government didn't build United States of America. The people built it. We did build it. And it has been proven throughout history. Every time. Just ask which way the people fell when the Berlin Wall was toppled. Which way did the people run? Which way do they swim between Cuba and the United States? You tell me which way they run. Any time that the left gets a hold of something, they want to remove the hurdles. Government wants to, they want government to control the money. They want government to control the business. They want government to control the education. And what happens is you end up with a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse. You end up with a top-heavy system. When you have too much legislation, when you have too much top-down control, you end up with a less productive system. There are always going to be people that have more and have less. That's always going to be there. In your government perfectly controlled system, everybody at the top is going to have everything, and then all of the rest of the masses aren't going to have everything, but they'll all be even, so it'll be fair. The system doesn't work. we believe in a system where a teacher in a classroom, that a school has put together some curriculum with some state, you know, regulation and watching, real basic, hands out as most as you can be. These students are not, like Melissa Perry says, the students of the communities. They're not the children of the community. They are the children of the parents that brought them into this world and are raising them. That's the libertarian side. The authoritarian side says, we want to raise your children for you. They've done this. They've been blatant about this. Anybody that doesn't understand the way the social welfare system was instituted to the black community, United States of America, if you don't understand that, then I understand why you don't have a problem with Common Core. Because they purposely, government purposely, pushed the father out of the home systematically. Systematically, so that government could step in and take that place and control the masses. That's the way the left works. That's nothing new. Going on in the Roman Empire. It went on in the Grecian Empire. It went on, it's gone on in every nation, every group of people, everywhere. Gone through the same thing. The more you give the government the control to try and remove all the hurdles from life, the weaker people you make and a lesser economy you make. When you pass that power over to the people, when you let them build their lives, when you let the school districts teach their students, when you stick with ABC and 1, 2, 3 and history and science, and I think a lot of us have given science a whole lot more than it ever should have in the schools. Because science is not presented as a theory to the students, it's presented as fact. Everything that they are taught is basically presented as fact, and a lot of it isn't fact. We don't know all the answers to everything yet. Some things we do, a lot we don't. I don't want the schools teaching that homosexuality is wrong. I do not want the schools teaching homosexuality is right. I don't want the schools discussing that subject. Especially before high school. Now, there's a certain age in which they're already discussing it themselves, and it can be integrated properly into a classroom situation. But the purpose, again, is to indoctrinate to a certain place. And we've got news articles all over the place. All you got to do is look to see the places where that's dragged onto. It's insane. You know, Jennifer, Dan, you know, we the Common Core is on our minds every day. And it's not because it's a good setup that's got a few flaws. Because the posts that I'm referring to tonight have the basic attitude of it's a great setup. It's just got some flaws attached to it, and that is not the case. That is not the case, and we know that that's not the case. It's documented that it's not the case. It's either documented that it's a part of it in the first place, or it's in the stated goals of the people putting it together. In the stated goals of people putting it together. You know, Jennifer, I'm going to pass it back to you. You know, you guys have been doing a lot down in Alabama. And, you know, some people might think we're just out here shouting in the dark. But we're in some groups. You and I are in some groups. And I'm an admin to a group of 5,000 parents and educators across the country. And I'm involved with 4 other groups just like it. There's a lot going on in Alabama. And it's being fought and you guys are winning. Some battles you win and some battles you lose, but I think for the full long-term war, I think you're really gaining ground. Would you take a few minutes and just run down a few of the things that are going on in Alabama about Common Core? You know, you and I have had a singular thought between the two of us for a long time, and that's that it can be done in Alabama. It can be done. The task can be accomplished in Alabama. And if Alabama can prove that they can do it, then they can prove to the rest of the nation they can do it, and it can be used as a pattern. It can be used as an illustration, as well as should be an illustration. The district you live in is a full-on illustration of what we just talked about, an authoritarian setup where the government controls as much as they can and tries to make everything fair. And tries to give things to people, and not just help. I'm all for, you know me, Jennifer, well, but to know I want to help people that really need to be helped. But you in Alabama are really, really accomplishing a lot against Common Core and some things going on. Bring us an update of what's going on in Alabama, the things that are going on, the things you guys have been doing, the successes you've had.
Well, I will tell you, we recently had a Common Core forum, and we had people come and explain the real reality of Common Core. They gave some serious information about, you know, what's been going on. I will share with you this. There's a couple of things that has The Alabama legislature had an amendment that was placed on the 2010 ballot, which allowed them to raid the trust funds to balance the budget that year. The first bill to pass during the 2011 session obligated the legislature to pay back funds before 2026. With the embracing of Common Core comes the requirement to provide expensive infrastructure. And in this past session, $200 million in bonds were passed, with $150 million additional not making it to passage. This money in debt the state and must be paid back. The fact that two governor associations that introduced CC into Alabama received federal funds, including a portion of the $3,045 billion of stimulus money, used to implement CC nationally. Additionally, these organizations did not create the standards nor the curriculum. Our nation is around $17 billion in debt, primarily to the Chinese. The Alabama School Board Superintendent has not been forthcoming with Freedom of Information requests for a copy of the document which obligated Alabama contractually with Common Core. And on August the 30th, we had a curriculum night in Leeds, Alabama, and in response to a question of why there weren't any textbooks, the teacher presenter said, "I don't know that we would need any home support." Obviously, they don't want to advocate parental responsibility. I was appalled by that. How many of these parents that were sitting in those positions as teachers, presenters, if they went home and really took a look at it, took off those rose-colored glasses, would they be saying the same thing about their own kids? That you know, my children don't need my support. The data collection, 400 points of our students' non-academic information is of concern. There is no such thing as a completely secure system. The breaching of the NSA computers is a case in point. Retina scans have been conducted in at least two states without parental permission. Biometric bracelets are being tested in North Carolina, currently for possible use in monitoring students. Here comes the big government. Here comes the one rule society. In Alabama, some students will be held to a lower requirement than others. What is fair about this? What is fair about this? It is a way to manipulate figures and is a disservice to these groups of lesser advantaged students. Fordham Institute, hardly a conservative.org, rated Alabama as good or better than Common Core standards. Alabama was rated as number one and two in reading and math gains nationally due to our reading and math initiatives, respectively. Funds for these highly successful programs were diverted with authorization for the implementation of Common Core. Even so, Alabama School Board financially obligated its citizenry without doing the cost analysis. So, here, I this is serious stuff. You know, they just race to the top. You know, it's like we're just going to go ahead and approve this without getting the facts. You know, they're going to dangle a carrot in front of a rabbit and say, we haven't even received the money in Alabama for Race to the Top. Yet they want to fully implement all of this stuff. And, I mean, before it's over, I mean, some of the books that we have had a chance to review in the state of Alabama are totally rewriting history. And before Common Core is fully implemented, our children will be taught bold-faced lies about the making of America. And, I mean, how do you think that they were able to have one world order in Germany? You know? Check the facts out. Just because somebody says to you, just because they are a teacher or a school board member and they say it so, don't check them out. Hold their feet to the fire. We have some really good teachers out there, but they're frustrated because the students are having to learn according to the way the teacher is being told how to teach it. And 2 plus 3 does not equal 8. But if you tell somebody that long enough, they might believe it. Get the facts. We're doing some things now. We've one of the fabulous things that I'm so excited about is the Women Republican Federation in Tuscaloosa County of Alabama has gotten permission from the school board to distribute pocket constitutions to all the fifth graders in the whole county. Now, what's interesting, they're also purchasing the lesson plan for the teachers. Each teacher is going to get 2 lesson plans. The copyright on these are from the 1800s. the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all that is timeless. The same lesson plan that they were using back in the 1800s to teach about the Constitution. And that's what they reached for. If you're wanting to know more and you're finding yourself, beating your head up against the wall, asking questions, and you're not getting anywhere, seek us out on Facebook. Listen to our show. There are many, many patriots out there. There are many, many parents out there that are fighting the fight.
Well, everybody's cutting in and out tonight, and I'm not sure if it's Blog Talk entirely going out or if it's each one of us experiencing difficulties. But, you know, exactly. You know, we always bring this show back down to the basics. And the thing is the postings that I'm referring to, they're all, there's a bunch of statements that are there that change, that the truth on those change if you change the underlying foundational basics. The truths that are there because we know how life works. We know how the tree grows. We know that it grows, it makes a seed, the seed goes down to the ground and makes a new tree. We are looking at a top-down controlled situation at the federal level that from just the basics, is going to give some kind of control, total control of our school districts, and in the process, changing everything. They are throwing away all the old stuff. They are throwing away all the old stuff. They are told to throw all your old lesson plans, everything away. You've been told that. And school boards are telling their teachers that all across the country. We know that. We're connected to a bunch of teachers and a bunch of superintendents and a bunch of school board presidents that do not like this at all. And not because it's this system that it's got a couple of bad things attached to it. But if we got those off there, then the system itself will be okay. And it'll work. That doesn't work with me. You know, Jennifer, you know, Dan, we've watched over our lifetimes, and we're all within a certain reach of each other's ages. And we've watched politics over the years. We've watched the left take little tiny steps, to get to their ultimate goal. When Drudge said that there's two different distinct groups, the Democratic Party is not serving the Democrats. They're not. They're serving the ideal of the left, and we know where they want to go. They've told us. They've written books about where they want to go. We don't have to assume. We don't have to conspiracy theory. They've told us where we want to go. They want to go read Saul Alinsky. Read their stuff. And the far left is who is in control of the Democratic Party right now. So in a bulk of all of this stuff, we already know where they're wanting to get to. And this is the step, one of the steps they're using to get there. In the least case scenario, it is not getting there for the middle America who just wants good schools. It's a very complex, non-transparent solution to a very simple goal. It's a very complex solution to a very non-transparent solution to a very simple goal. We've got a tax code right now that is 80,000 pages thick. And that our House of Representatives and our Congress, they flip little switches in it here and there. And nobody ever knows what's going on because none of it makes the big news. And they really basically do a lot of messing around with taxes for all kinds of reasons. And the reason they get away with it is because it's non-transparent. Common Core is designed to be non-transparent. They proved that in Texas. They proved it. It is not any kind of problem. I just lost Firefox, so I hope everybody's here. I think we will be fine. I'm going to pass it on back to you, Jennifer, and then Dan to go around one more time. And then we'll be looking at the top of the hour, and we'll go ahead and close up. I know my voice is getting ready to go harsh, but I'm going to restart Firefox. So, Jennifer.
I just want to say go to your teachers. Get involved. I know that it's, you know, we're in a world now where, you know, parents and the economy have to work two jobs. you know. But talk to your children's friends, you know, parents, and find out what's going on in your community. We have a 2014 election cycle, and there's going to be offices that are going to be open for school board this and various administrative duties and that sort of thing. Get to know these people. Find out the facts. Don't just listen to the rhetoric. Remember that this is election season and people want your vote. They will say anything. Follow the money trail. Do the necessary things to do your own homework. Don't rely on someone else's to tell you what's right for your child. Go out there and if you have to, get together in your local diner. Go to your local coffee shop. You know, when the kids are at school, you know, put together a luncheon and ask for the moms to come together, you know, and discuss these things. You know, right now while it's fresh on your mind, I want to know why it is that in today's age with school, why do they want to know so much about things that have nothing to do with ABCs and 1, 2, 3? You know, there's a reason for that. They don't want you to pay attention to that sort of thing. Oh, we've got it. We're going to put the books on computers now. You know, pretty soon, the libraries are going to shut down because everything's going to be electronic. You know, whatever happened to having your children sit in your lap at night and learning how to read, you know, and letting your children read to you. You know, the thing that I hear so many times from parents is like all of a sudden, it's like my child is frustrated. And, you know, then there's this discussion about, oh, well, they must have ADD or whatever. But if the child is not given room to grow and to blossom and mature through education, you know, I question, you know, where are we going from here? You know, it's learning. You know, it's just, Dan, I'm going to pass it on to you.
Okay, I agree. You know, learning, it has to be a combination between the parent and the school. Common Core wants to cut the parent out of that. And we're doing such a disservice to our children by doing so. I'll give you an example. When I was a child growing up, we'd be talking about, let's say, the Boston Massacre. So we'd take a ride up to Boston, and my father, you know, my parents would show us where it took place and gave us the nuances of some of the other things that were going on that day. And education was more of a family thing. It, you know, was not just what was mentioned in the history books, but the little tidbits of information that was passed down generation to generation. And by Common Core, you're losing that. You know, you're losing these little bits of information that bring to life what really happened. You know, Common Core wants us to believe that, for instance, history is nothing more than a bunch of numbers. summer of 1778, the Constitution was formed. The Declaration of Independence was 1776. Yada, yada, yada. They want us to lose what really was going on back then. They don't want to tell why the pilgrims came over here. If you tell the truth, you can't lead the masses. You have to create a lie so that people will follow. And that's what the government wants to do. The government, the whole idea is to take all of our rights away whenever the government does everything for us. When they make every decision for us, down from what we're going to do for a living, down to what we're going to eat for breakfast, lunch, and supper, they want us to be little robots. And Common Core is nothing but taking what it is to be an American and just tossing it aside. Everything the left wants to do is to toss our country aside and create a hybrid Marxist-Communist country. You know, where the government has all the control. The left will deny this 100%, but facts are facts. The problem is with the left, they don't listen, they don't care about facts. I've learned that. I got into an argument with somebody very close to me last night, and I said, you know, I present you these, you know, facts. These things are coming right out of the Library of Congress. They can't be any more concrete. And I said, why don't you listen? And they said, because I don't care. So they're going to follow the left just because they're going to follow the left. No matter what the results are, that how many millions of people are going to end up losing their lives, how many people are going to be tossed aside, how we're going to lose everything that this country stands for, doesn't seem to matter. And I don't know what we can do to entice people to get involved. I mean, that we can't sit around and just sit and say that it's over and done with. Or I'm 60 years old and, you know, I'm passing it over to some, you know, younger people. Well, you know something? Everybody knows I'm not going to be around long enough to benefit from any of this. I'm not doing this for myself. I am doing it for my grandchildren and their grandchildren. And this is if, you know, you're older, this is what you got to do. If you're younger, you're doing it for your kids. You're doing it for the future of the nation. Stop worrying about your own needs and worry, you know, John Kennedy said it really, really well in his inaugural address when he said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Well, I'm pulling up that card, and our country needs us right now. And if we don't get out there and we don't start getting involved, we won't have a country. And we need, you know, to listen to Red and the lessons he taught back then. The Pledge of Allegiance needs to come back to our schools. It needs to come back not next month. It needs to come back tomorrow. The national anthem needs to be sang every day. We need pride and dignity, and remember what we, you know, where we came from, and stop letting the government take that away from us. We have a proud, wonderful history. The melting pot, what we're creating and what we created here in this country, what we've done in 200 years has never been accomplished in the history of mankind. Think about how much more we can accomplish if we never forget our origins. And we just keep on building on that. You know, we were given a pot of gold when we arrived on this shores 400 years ago. And we can pave our streets in gold, just like the other countries thought that we had. We can do that. We have that capability. But we have to stop the government from taking it away from us. They're the ones that are going to stop this. We can be the odd land of Oz, the utopia, King Solomon's temple. It all can happen here. And it can make, this world great for everybody. But tossing it aside and just saying, oh, well, you know, the rich are going to take over in there. No. That's a defeatist attitude. Get your butt out there. Start doing things for your own country. 300 years ago, our forefathers put everything they had right on the line. Most of them lost everything. Why? Because they had a belief and a dream. And I still have that dream, too. Martin Luther King had that dream. Frederick Douglass had that dream. And we all need to have that dream, too. And with that, I'm passing it over back to you, Scott.
Well, you know, we've had a great discussion tonight. We really have. And, you know, you went back to Red Skelton. You know, we had some common sense in those times. The state of California has made it legal for little boys to go into the little girls' room or into the little girls' showers, and that the little girls can go into the little boys' room and the boys' showers if they so feel that they are really the opposite sex. It's been passed in California. I know where the goal is of the left. We know that there are some stated states' rights left with Common Core. But we know the goal is to usurp those and take those away anyways in the long run. We know that. The states are not going to have very much control over this. Some few things, yes. Where we're going to have really the control is, I think the states are all going to stand up and say, forget this. This is insane. It's happening fast.
Because when you stand back and you look at the basic of it, it is insane. Its purpose is to create a base kind of curriculum thing so that when Johnny leaves Washington, he gets to Texas, they're all on the same page. Doesn't solve that. It doesn't solve that in the first place. Just like Obamacare didn't solve helping people that don't have health care get health care. It didn't solve that problem. It just raised the prices for everybody else so that they could work on making a one-payer system. Common Core is identical to that. One of the reasons why we don't, you know, Obamacare would even be finished off if the American people just understood the basic of it. It wasn't designed to solve the problem that it stated it was for. It was marketed by a lie. Common Core was marketed by a lie. And the proof of that is in the fact that the teachers, the educators, the superintendents have all worked very, very hard to keep this all hush-hush because they knew the moment the news hit their little communities, it was going to go off in an uproar. It stinks from the inside. It stinks from the outside. It is not. I repeat, it is not. Some little system that's designed that's got a couple of flaws attached to it. It is a system that is specifically designed to accomplish a purpose. And that is while putting out that curriculum, while putting it out, and they will, they are going to include with it the curriculum of the world social view that they want to put out to every child in this country. That if your parent believes in God, you know, that's fine, but you do know they are stupid. And that if your parents have guns, you need to let us know. We need to know that. I think they're just playing on the Second Amendment. I think they plan on probably using the schools to collect all the guns in the meantime. What kid's not going to stand up and say, yeah, my dad's got guns? We know what the tool is designed for. We can look at it. We can take it and look at it in its foundation. We can look at it in its underpinnings. We can look at it in its structure. We can look at it in its windows and its doors. And we can see what it's all about. Because I'm going to tell you, I may be, you know, not the brightest brain in the book. But to me, it's not that difficult to get on a basic, common kind of level of curriculum at each level. And I don't have a problem with that. Give me some of this Common Core money, I'll print up a book real quick. Actually, I wouldn't. Actually, World Book Encyclopedia's typical course of study, when I sold World Book Encyclopedia back in the early 90s, was recognized nationally as this was a pretty good guide to tell you what your kids are going to learn in school this grade. Go to worldbookencyclopedia.com and look up their typical, all you actually just Google World Book typical course of study. We've got it. Call it.
Can anyone hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I guess we just lost Scott. I guess we'll continue on until he can come back. I'm not sure. I thought it was my own phone. But anyway, as Scott was saying, the government is the one that's trying to hide all this, because the people are not going to take it. You know, what you guys are doing over in Alabama, Jennifer, is fantastic. I mean, you in Texas can be our salvation when it comes down to Common Core. As long as, those two states, Texas has already told Common Core to stick it. And if we can get what's going on in Texas and what's going on in Alabama and spread the word, even if it's a state-to-state level, excuse me, we can make these changes. We're going to have to do this. This is going to be, another one of our favorite words is grassroots. Well, this is another case where, grassroots is going to be what's going to save us. Because if we don't spread the word right from, the neighborhood, we're going to lose this. What do you think about that?
Well, I want to bring up a point that you mentioned the other day. When people are saying, if Common Core is so good, if it is so great, if this is, something that we really need to implement, then why are teachers being told not to discuss this with parents? Why are they not sending on the homework? I asked my son, where's his homework? I remember I used to have it piled on. When I was in the seventh grade, every night I had something to do. Why? If it's so good, then why aren't they informing us on the facts? It's almost like what they're teaching our children is some big secret.
It's a dirty little secret. That's exactly right.
And I ask those questions. I want to know, why is it that because they don't want, the only thing I can figure is they don't want you to see what they're teaching your kid. They don't want me to see how they're teaching. I've asked my son to bring his work home. Well, they tell him to put it in the basket. Teacher's going to review it, get involved. Get involved. When people say it's already been implemented, there's nothing you can do about it, it's been voted on, you can do something. The people that voted this in, you can vote them out. People that don't support our Constitution do not need to be in office. They do not need to be an office holder. I don't care if it's at a local level, a state level, or a United States level. If we can't count on our elected officials to support us as American citizens, to support our fight for our children and their education, if we can't count on our elected officials to stand up and support the Constitution, that our nation was founded on, you know, then we as American citizens, I will tell you that if each and every one of us decided this year in 2014, I am going to do everything I possibly can to inform myself as a voter on the candidates in my local precinct, in my district, my local district, in my state congressional district. I'm going to inform myself on what the candidate stands for, and I'm going to go and vote and make my vote count. We can turn this nation around, but I will guarantee you that if you have the attitude that, oh, it's, you know, I would rather not vote at all. If I can't, you know, stay at home. Stay at home. People did not get involved. They turned the other cheek. And now we have a Holocaust museum because people did not want to rock the boat. You know, and I am here to say that as a United States American citizen, born and bred, and for those that have come over here and fought the good fight to become a naturalized citizen, they've done their homework, not come here illegally, but have done it according to the way that our Constitution set it out to be done. You know, we as Americans need to engage, interact, impact, make a difference. Talk to your neighbors. Don't sit idly by. If you see something that doesn't look right to you, talk about it. Ask. You know, they have, you know, the local news media, Six on Your Side, whatever you want to call it, you know. You know, if you want, if your little red wagon is making too much noise, squeaky wheel gets the grease, as I say. Do what's necessary. You know, make your voice heard and make it count. You know, we're not asking for people to go, you know, violate the laws. We're just saying, you know, that it's okay to, I believe, me personally, it's okay for me to have righteous anger. It's my child that's at stake here. It's this nation. I want him to have something. When I die, I want there to be a future for him. But at the rate that we're going now, you know, this follow the money trail. Pay attention. This is a 2014 election cycle. People will tell you anything. We have a lady, and I will call her out, Mary Scott Hunter in Alabama. She came out. And she said, this is what I believe in, and this is what I stand for, and I will support my constituent stance to get rid of Common Core. And as soon as she got in the seat, she went to Montgomery, and she fought to keep it. And that's what's going to happen here, is we're going to have people that say one thing and do another. And whose fault is it when we don't get out and go vote, we don't inform ourselves? If you are living in a state like we in Alabama, you can go on the ballot in Alabama, and if you are with one party or the other, all you have to do is check one box. And if it's all Republican or all Democrat, and you don't have to know anything about the candidates that are getting elected. You know, it's people and principle. Stand up for people and principle, not party, not politics, but people and principle. That's what our nation was founded upon. When Frederick Douglass supported Lincoln when he was running for president of the United States, he didn't just let it stop there once he got into office. He held his feet to the fire. He came after him, and he wanted to know that he was going to do what it is he promised that he was going to do for his constituents. You know, there's nothing that says that we just want, I mean, Common Core does not have to be. We can rise up as a nation and say, enough is enough. You know, we don't have to keep taking the beatings. We don't have to keep taking the stuff, the crap that is forced upon us. You know, this is the United States of America. This is not a communist country. We don't have to become a communist country. We as Americans can get off our couch. You know, I think that Facebook has its place, but I will tell you the most valuable interaction and impact you can do is standing in the grocery store line, talking to somebody that you don't know. You see their kids, find out what school they go to. Ask the parents, start a dialogue. You know, get creative. You know, and say, you know, ask, did this happen to you for your child at this at your school? Because this is what happened to me with my child over here. And you'll find out that you very well might have a common bond, common issues. And through that, you form an alliance, you get a team, y'all can come together and make a difference. And you know, when you don't put party on the table and you talk about the content of someone's character and what they believe in, you know, I want to know the candidate I'm voting for has respect for life, has respect for the Constitution, has belief in limited government, and belief in personal responsibility. And, you know, those are the four requirements that I ask of. You know, and then I want to make sure that you're not just saying that, but you're living that out in your actions. You know, I will tell you that if you want to know how this works, look at how Ted Cruz got elected. They said he had a 2% chance. He was a nobody. But the people in the state of Texas, they rose up and they said, here is a man that I believe will do for us what he says that he's going to do. And he has stuck to his gun, and he's doing it now. You know, and so with that, I'm going to turn it back to Scott.
Yeah, and we're gonna close it out here real quick so we can get Red Skelton in at the top of the hour. It's been a great show, guys, and we really I think we really did an effective job of painting Common Core for exactly what it is. You know, it's specifically designed to integrate social view into the curriculum. It's designed to do that, and that's not by accident. It's because that's what the creators want. Actually, a good bulk of the people that are fully behind this actually believe that we've got to do something about world overpopulation and that we need to start doing some major cutting back on human population. There's some funky ideas out there, guys. And so I think we did a good job of attacking it tonight. We're going to let Red Skelton close us out, because he does every week, and he says it just about the way it is. And, you know, he said it'd be sad if they took the Pledge of Allegiance out, under God out, because it was a prayer. And they're trying to do that. Red?
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. It was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester. and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word. I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?